Now, one of the things that I believe is that change not only requires an understanding of human nature, change also requires clear-eyed realism. Change requires a deep understanding of what is wrong. So that means, for example, understanding all of the issues and articulating them to people. When I came to Hewlett-Packard in 1999, this was a company, as I mentioned, lagging further and further behind as measured in innovation, as measured in financial performance, as measured in competitive position, by every measure. HP was falling further and further behind, and it was also a company dissolving into what I called 1,000 tribes. We had 87 different business units. They all did their own thing. They all had their own brands in the market, 150 of them. Believe it or not, when I asked how many employees we had, no one could answer the question, because there were 87 different IT systems and 87 different HR departments. Not very effective, but people were so possessive of their resources and their power. When you come in to transform a company, it is a leader's job to see things that others don't see. That is a leader's fundamental responsibility, to see things before others see them. A leader's most fundamental job is to sense danger and opportunity ahead of others and to act on it.